Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's spend this time of prayer together, brothers and sisters, to put ourselves in God's hands, to unite our heart with Him. It's great to be with you and to accompany you and hopefully mentor you in your own growth in prayer. So thanks for taking this time. You know, the gift of prayer and the skill, the habit, the virtue, to acquire that ease of doing it, becoming good at it, requires repetition, time on task, time under tension, right? Growth happens through engaging in prayer. So thanks for giving the time today to the Lord, yourself, to grow that relationship, the foundation of which you build your moral life, your vocation, and your response to the Lord. So it's great to pray with you together. Let's begin. Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we just lean into this time of prayer. We set aside our heart and mind for you in this time, and we really do. We thank you that we're able to have this time of prayer. We believe you're here. We believe you're going to speak. We believe that you love us and that you want to give us all good things, and so we embrace it, take advantage of it. We hope, we're confident that you, O Lord, will realize, bring about that which you desire to gift us, that you give it to us as a little bit of a foretaste in this time of prayer, but through grace and the sacraments, you're going to build and grow and bring it to full fruition, full completion in eternity in heaven, as well as in this time and space in our life. And we're going to turn our hearts and minds then to this gospel passage. As always, a meditation can help to have a text, whether it's a saint writings, whether it could be the gospel reading, something that's spiritual and it's helpful to then feed our soul and our mind. But obviously the scripture has pride of place. So we're going to read Matthew 10, 17 to 22. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, don't worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." What a scene, Jesus. Mamma mia. What a scene. The end times, so much betrayal, so much persecution, so much death. And then that final invitation, perseverance, you'll be saved. Whew. Well, I guess I'll begin the meditation with Jesus with those first words, pretty ominous words. Beware of men, or they will hand you over to courts. Yet don't trust men too much. Wow, Jesus, you who call me to love and to trust, but you call me to love and trust you above all, and trust you in men, but also understand the limitations that men and women have. Don't make them your absolute source of security and trust. Beware. What a sense of realism you have, Jesus. How often did you look at your own disciples, your own 12, and say, you know what, beware. There could be a Judas here. There is a Judas here. You knew, obviously, Jesus. But that realism of what's in the heart of man reminds me of that passage of John where you said he knew what was in the heart of man. He knew what was going on. He was not fooled. He didn't place his trust absolutely in them, although he needed them to be his apostles and to be transformed and empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring his message to the ends of the world. And he would ask that of them and entrust it. But he also knew It's also going to come with limitations, betrayals. So, Lord, you ask me to also have that same humble realism, to not expect too much. Wow. Thank you. I mean, it is good news, Jesus. It is true. It is helpful. It's sad to think that I can't really count on people totally, that people will betray you, me. No one likes to think about that, but it's true. So thank you for reminding me about that. And when they hand you over, don't worry about how, since they, I love that phrase, it's more realism, when they hand you. It's not if they hand you, it's when they do. It's going to happen in some way, small, big, it's going to happen. Betrayal will be part of our experience because human beings are fallible, weak, guided by sin at times. So trust, don't be overly discouraged, scandalized when it happens. And then to trust you, Jesus. Don't worry, you know, what you're going to say in those moments of crisis, of betrayal, when you're put on trial, when you're asked to witness for me. Don't worry. You're telling me, Jesus, don't worry. Because if you have the faith to embrace that moment, to accept it, to not be scandalized by the betrayal, to lean into and accept your own moment of trial, if you're able to keep the kind of peace, union with the Lord there, I'll speak through you. I'm going to take care of you. If you're willing to embrace and accept that for love of me, I'm going to be right next to you to make sure you're able to live it, flourish in it, witness to me in it. I think of so many saints, Jesus, wow. Joan of Arc, you know, Maximilian Kolbe, the Jesuit martyrs of Canada and North America. Think of all those saints, the Chinese martyrs, Charles Lwanga, St. Andrew, and the Korean martyrs. It's just so many examples of people who could speak with wisdom and peace and serenity in the moment of persecution. Even the fathers of the church, you know, early Christian martyrs. Even the first, you know, St. Stephen. Thank you, Jesus, for fulfilling your word and being with them and guiding them, my brothers and sisters, in their moments of trial. And that gives me confidence, Jesus, you're going to do it for me. I don't need to worry. If you let it happen to me, if you allow me to go through something like that, you're going to be there, and I know you will. Maybe my source of doubt is myself. Will I have the strength? Will I have the love, the virtue, the endurance, the perseverance? So Jesus, that becomes my petition in this time of prayer. So as I'm faced with the question, will I? Rather than lean on myself and say, sure, I will, I'm going to put it back to you, Jesus. Will I? Only if you provide me the grace and the strength. I'll only persevere if it's your perseverance and love at work within me. Your grace in me. It won't be because of me. So Jesus, come. Come with your grace, come with your help, come with your virtue, come with your strength. Take possession of my life, my heart, my mind, my will, so that I can be a reflection of you and live like you in my own time of trial. That I can become another Christ, another witness, another Paschal Lamb whose sacrifice, who's able to stand even if has the wounds of its sacrifice. Give me that, Jesus. Give me that strength and grace so that I can persevere to the end. And so those final words of whoever endures to the end will be saved. Or that one question that you posed in another passage. Will the Son of Man find faith on the earth when he comes? Jesus, I want the answer to that question to be yes. Yes, you will find faith. Yes, you will find souls that persevere in their moment of trial. Because, Jesus, we've let the grace of the cross, the grace of baptism, sanctifying grace, grow in our lives through our daily choices, our daily prayer, daily decisions. So come, Lord, take more and more possession of me every day so that at that supreme moment, I'll be available to you. I'll allow you to continue working just as I allow you to work in me today. Amen. Amen. So the invitation now is hopefully you've been able to pause this meditation at any point you wanted to continue your own dialogue, but even now, take some time to listen to the Lord speak to you, dialogue with Him, and then form a resolution, a decision of how your dialogue with the Lord can impact your day, your behavior, your thinking, your speaking today. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless everyone.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.